What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
Met fans and Yankee fans, we're basically the same because Met fans are like Yankee fans now. We are complaining about a high-priced, underachieving team, and we don't like what the manager says after games.
I mean, am I wrong about that, Sean?
No. But it shouldn't shock us. As much as we love Mendy, he does come from the Boone tree.
He does. And look, what I like about Carlos is that he's very direct in answering questions. So if you listen to his post-game press conference, he will give you boring baseball reasons for why a starting pitcher failed or why Ryan Helsley struggled last night or the approach of hitters. So he'll answer questions, which I appreciate. And I've also learned that there's nothing a manager or a coach can say after a team loses that's going to make us feel better. We're all pissed off. But what I've heard from Met fans constantly during this myriad of losing is that they want Carlos Mendoza to call his team out. They want him to rip his players. They want him to show emotion, which he has not done a lot of.
Mm-hmm.
Does that make a difference in your mind?
It very rarely works. It just makes you mad that he embarrassed you, which is why Aaron Boone doesn't call his guys out. It's why very rarely do you see any professional coach do it publicly. Now, you might catch him. Remember in 2022 when Dave's was screaming at Daniel Jones?
Yeah.
Like, you might catch
and
them.
People love that.
Oh, of course they did.
Yeah.
Because it fixes the wrong word, but it fixed them.
Right.
He didn't have any turnovers that year, basically.
For that season, it worked.
It was amazing. He led the league in lowest turnover. So, like, you might catch them doing it, but they're never going to do it intentionally publicly. So, but I almost feel like sometimes when they do get caught, you scream and yell and calling out the guy, it's kind of intentional.
Mm. Yeah, they know the cameras are there.
100%. Like, they know that they are making a point, and so it kind of, in some ways, like we did with Dave's in 2022, gets the fan off the coach's back.
Well, that's what it can do. And what I've heard a lot of is, well, Terry Collins had those fiery rants.
Yeah.
And we played one of those a couple weeks ago when Terry was like, hey, if you're not performing, you'll end up in the minors. Like, it was a great rant.
But it wasn't directed at anyone specifically.
It wasn't. It was carefully done. But I looked back at that rant, which was awesome. Like, we all love it. Like, it's great. Fires me up.
Right.
The Mets didn't get hot the next day. Now, the Mets got hot basically a week later.
Right.
So it's not necessarily fair to say, well, that got the team going. And I don't think if Carlos Mendoza or Aaron Boone gave us the blood after a game that some fans are looking for, that it would make a difference. Now, I hope behind the scenes, if there is a mistake, if there is a miscue, that the manager will directly call that out.
Yep.
And I believe Mendy probably does that. And we always heard his time with the Yankees. He was the one who would always get on Gleyber Torres. So I think that sometimes when we're losing and you have a roster that's underachieving, and I think both the Mets and the Yankees fit that bill right now. They are the same. They basically, don't they have the same record now?
Yes, the same exact record.
They have the same exact, record. They're in a very similar spot in terms of they're not out of the divisional race, but it doesn't feel good.
Well, no, they're kind of in the exact same spot when you think about where they are in the wild card.
Yes, they're half game up.
Half game up, Cleveland and the Ohio teams and and the Reds. And then they could get the division, but it's a climb.
And not for nothing, we need to revisit something we said on Monday. The Reds beating the Phillies 2 out of 3 has screwed the Mets here, too. Absolutely should have been rooting for the Phillies. Not that it would have mattered, but they lost 2 games.
No, because making the playoffs is the priority. I mean, yeah, I was saying that when we had that debate. Like, of course I was rooting for the Phillies. Like, it's painful to do it, but you got to make the postseason, and now the Mets are only a half game up. The Yankees are a half game up. The one difference, I guess I'd say, is that the Yankees have another team in their division that's also trying to make the playoffs and would battle for the division in Boston. While with the Mets, I mean, unless you think Miami, who's 5 under, is going to go on another run, it's really just the Mets and the Phillies. But point is, they're the same in terms of underachieving high-priced talent, and now we blame the manager. When the reality is, guys need to be better.
True, but it's easy to blame. I think it's easier to blame Boone because he's been there for 7, 8 years than it is Mendy, who's been there for 2.
Absolutely.
Evan?
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report. He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.
When we were at the Cadillac Club, you asked me about Plan B for the Yankees. And now that we're sitting here with the same record, can I ask you, would you rather for 2025 have Max Fried and Cody Bellinger than Juan Soto?
In 2025?
2025.
Yeah, for just this season.
Are the Mets, do
not,
the Mets
not
have
the long term.
Do the Mets have a better record today than they do if their money is spent on Max Fried and Cody Bellinger than Juan Soto?
And Pete is still back.
Pete is still back.
Oh, the Mets would be better off, yeah. Oh, absolutely.
Just thought that was actually interesting.
but remember this about Soto.
Juan Solo.
And as much as I criticize him or any Met fan criticizes him, and I remember having this argument with Yankee fans or Met fans during the offseason, it isn't about 1 year. It's about the fact that he's 26 years old. Yes, he's 26 years old. And you have him for the next 15 years. So, yeah, in the short term, how can I answer that question any other way?
Well, I knew you couldn't answer it any other way. That's why I asked it.
You up.
Imagine Max Fried at the top of this Met rotation.
Yeah.
I mean, and maybe they saw Fried instead of Montas.
Yeah, maybe. But you never would have gotten him because he wasn't, David Stearns isn't doing it 8 years.
No, of course. It's a hypothetical. It's an unrealistic.
But at least then, if Fried is on this, even with the slide at the last, whatever, week or so, 2 weeks that he's been not pitching as well, Max Fried, at least you're not dependent upon Kodai Senga to be your ace.
100%. But here's the caveat, because I feel like I need to say this before we just move on. In terms of long term, it's not even close.
I agree.
You accept that.
I agree.
Next year, Bellinger's a free agent, and Max Fried is in year two of an 8-year contract. Like, I would absolutely 9 times out of 9, I guess it's 10 times out of 10, would sign up for Soto versus those
you were
two long term.
That made no sense.
I know. But short term, yeah. I mean, of course.
I just found that funny with both having the same record and all the arguments about Plan B at the beginning of the year.
Let's get to your calls. 888-808-1019. Terry is in Farmingdale, New Jersey. Good afternoon, Terry.
Hey, how you doing, guys?
Good.
About the Mets, I think this is kind of like a rudderless boat. You know what I mean? They have nobody to lead this team. If you had a players-only meeting, who would have the Guillaumes to call it and who would lead it?
I think Lindor would.
Yeah, I still think Lindor's the leader and captain of the team.
But I don't know if they feel rudderless. They just don't feel – they're just not good right now.
Here's what I don't know, and there's no way to kind of measure this. At the beginning of this season, I asked very innocently to Carlos Mendoza – will you miss the leadership of J.D. Martinez and Jose Iglesias? Mm. And really more so J.D. Martinez. I think that we gave Iglesias a lot of credit because of the music and the performance.
Well, that was the emotional bond.
Yeah.
And again, I'm not going to completely discount that because you are a professional athlete.
Yeah.
You are paid to play your sport at a high level consistently. So that emotional bond that makes you guys feel like you're all in a group and want to hug each other, that's cool.
Yeah.
But it's not necessarily winning and losing you games.
No, I think that despite lack of music and lack of performance, J.D. Martinez was more important to that locker room than Iglesias was.
Super veteran.
Yeah.
Been around, seen it all.
And remember what he was saying coming out of the players-only meeting. He said, yeah, we all talked, and I kind of reminded the guys, everyone thinks we suck. So, no pressure, let's go.
Mm-hmm.
And I liked it, but then I said, well, wait a second. This year, you can't use that angle.
No.
You can't say that now. But I do wonder, and I don't know how to measure it. I don't think Mendy can measure it. But would having a leader like that in the room have helped during a struggle like this? I don't know.
I think definitely it would have. I mean, I think it's different in every sport. So baseball is different than football, obviously. But I think it certainly helps because it just puts things in perspective. It helps you put, when you have a veteran guy, things in perspective. But the other thing that I think we're not really accounting for here is that the Mets last year were kind of an underdog story.
Yes. Which is why JD could say that.
Right. They were good. But they weren't expected to be the best team in the National League and to be in the NLCS like they ultimately got to. When you spend $700 million on Juan Soto plus, actually, your team feels like it's right where it needs to be, and you were just in the NLC. You're no longer the underdog. And so this year carried a ton of expectation, which honestly they lived up to for a month and a half?
Yeah.
2 months?
Yeah.
And then all of a sudden, it just like it's like they got tight. Like when they started failing a little bit, they got tight. And now they can't just loosen up. So if there is a benefit to what Iglesias brought, it was, all right, let's just loosen up, play some music. Right? This is fun, man.
Yeah.
I think that might be what they miss to an extent.
And I'm just giving you the facts, not saying it's because of this. Have you noticed who's in first place in the National League West?
The Padres.
The San Diego Padres have won 5 in a row.
He's
they
not
have
singing
surpassed
out there.
The Dodgers.
He's not singing out
He's also
there.
Having a terrible season.
But he's not singing out there. Oh, my God. So, going on out there.
Coincidentally, there's an article this morning in the Wall Street Journal examining a high-priced baseball franchise and how this year has been so disappointing. Right? You know what team it's about? It's not about the Mets.
The Dodgers.
Yes.
It's not about the Yankees either.
What's on your mind right now? The song you can't get out of your head? That breaking story? Or that conversation you just have to be a part of?
That's the brand new song from...
This is a breaking news report.
He shoots! He scores!
That's radio. Happening now. Connecting you to what matters most exactly when it's happening. From the airwaves to every device you stream on, radio is everywhere you are. It's local, live, and it's for you. Tag your favorite radio station tomorrow on social media and use hashtag National Radio Day to celebrate. That's hashtag National Radio Day.